Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Public Accounts Committee today heard that the HSE has more than 100 ventilators bought from new suppliers during the early months of the COVID-19 pandemic, which are in storage and not suitable for clinical use. The Controller and Auditor General also told the Public Accounts Committee that the Health Service Executive placed substantial ventilator orders with seven intermediary companies that had little or no experience in the supply of the devices and with whom they had not previously done business. Seamus McCarthy told the committee that his examination found no due diligence checks had been completed on four of the new suppliers, while the extent of checks varied for the other six. The checks that were undertaken flagged significant financial and quality risks with using these suppliers, but the HSE perceived that its need for ventilators outweighed the risks and made advance payments totaling €81 million to the new suppliers. Well, for more on this, we're joined on the line now by Priscilla Lynch, clinical editor of the Medical Independent. And Priscilla, some very revealing figures today at the Public Accounts Committee. Can you run us through some of the main points?
Sure. We heard the main details of the Controller and Auditor General's report, and I suppose really the big details there were that within a six-week period in 2020, between March and April, the HSE placed orders for nearly 3,500 ventilators at a total cost of €129 million. Now, this was 10 times what it told it could be clinically used in the health service, so it actually only needed about 326 ventilators. And this was also twice what it had actually been sanctioned to purchase, which was 1,900 ventilators at an estimated cost of €73.5 million, which there had been no business case drawn up for as well. So there was a lot of criticism there about those particular orders. Now, there was a lot of panic buying at the time. This was the height of the pandemic. We had scenes from Italy showing patients on ventilators, and they were keen to try and compete with other countries to get enough ventilators into Ireland at the time. Of those orders, though, we heard that there was a lot of cancellations done after they realised they wouldn't actually need all of them, and that some of the companies would probably not be able to deliver them anyway. So they managed to claw back about refunds of €50.5 million. But at the moment, the HSE is still out of pocket of €22.3 million, which it's pursuing through suppliers in China. It's also had to write off over €8 million as well. So there was criticism again there of those particular figures today, and of the ventilators that it did receive from some of its new suppliers in China. 467 of those, none of those were actually put into clinical use in Ireland. 365 of them were sent to India, where they were of use to that country there at a cost of almost €7 million. And then we heard that there's still 102 of these ventilators that were received from China that are of no use, that they're currently still in storage, and that has cost €75,000 to date. And that pursuing that court case as well in China for the remaining 22 million has already cost €500,000 as well. So a lot of figures there.
Yeah, an awful lot of figures. We might go through a few of them in a bit more detail. But firstly, I know HSE Chief Executive Bernard Gloucester was at the PAC today, and he spoke and he outlined how it really was, in his view at least, an impossible task in the early months of the pandemic to predict models and just how much equipment would be needed.
Absolutely. Bernard Gloucester today, he defended the HSE's position. He wasn't the CEO at the time, but he did read out all the details of what had happened at the time. He pointed out that the pandemic had just really hit Europe at the time. There was scenes of mass panic really on the TV screens coming from Italy, and they were under a lot of pressure to try and make sure that they could prepare the health service as best they could. He pointed out as well that advance payments were the norm at that time in order to secure orders, and that there was no guarantee that they would get even the orders, even with advance payments, so that, you know, the normal checks and balances weren't carried out at the time. Though, of course, there was criticism from the politicians and from the Controller and Auditor General at the time as well. And also the HSE Chief Financial Officer, Stephen Mulvaney, also defended the HSE's position. And he said that they over-ordered with the expectation that they would not receive all of the ventilators that they ordered. So he said that they didn't expect that they would actually get all of them anyway in the first place. But that's what was happening at the time. The countries were being gazumped in their orders, and that they over-ordered in the expectation that they wouldn't get all of them, but they would get some of them. And he said that there was no breakdown in management at the HSE, and he said that they chose to put patient risk ahead of financial risk.
At this point then, Priscilla, just to be clear, do we know exactly how much money has been lost?
Well, over 8 million has been written off already. They're still fighting over 22 million to try and get that back. And there's also been costs as well of 500,000 in legal fees. But I suppose when you put this into perspective, you know, we're not really sure of the exact amount of money that will be lost. Separately, the HSE has already written off PPE gear, which would be masks, gowns, and also alcohol-based rubs and sanitizers worth 483 million.
Really?
So, I mean, that really...
And why can't that be used?
Because a lot of the PPE that was ordered at that time, it was like the wild, wild west, as former HSE CEO Paul Reid said to me at the time. Some of the PPE that came in was just unsuitable. It wasn't the right size. It wasn't the right shape. It didn't pass European regulations. Some of the sanitizer, well, it would have gone out of date because they'd ordered such quantities of it. And also the same with the PPE. So they did as best they could. They said at the time with it, they had to pay a substantial amount of money to store it as well. But really, when you look at those figures, 483 million for PPE and sanitizer, and then if you look now as well at the millions that we've lost from the ventilators, it could be 500 million in total.
It's certainly knocking on half a billion, whichever way you twist and turn it. It's beginning to look like an awful lot of expensive waste, although I know people were doing their best, but you can see why questions might be asked. Is this the end of the revelations that we're expecting in relation to this, or are there more to come, do you know?
I think really it will be interesting to see what happens with the court cases that are ongoing in China, whether they will actually get back the rest of that money. But I suppose really what's to be said from today and from the report as it was published in March, there's a lot of lessons to be learned. Obviously, the pandemic hit all countries by surprise, and some were more prepared than others. And obviously, there's a lot of lessons to be learned today. And the Comptroller and Auditor General did point out, even in such a state of emergency, that there has to be checks and balances, there has to be business cases, and you know there needs to be more robustness in this particular process. And he was quite critical there, as were some politicians. But again, the HSC said that they were trying to put patients first and that they were in a competing market against other countries. There was mass panic and simply trying to procure these items that they deemed essential at the time, but a lot of stress on them. And, you know, that there are lessons to be learned, but they did defend their position.
Priscilla Lynch, Clinical Editor of the Medical Independent. Thank you very much.